I'm not condemning these men. I'm not judging their hearts. But it is about money and it is about numbers. And our seminary numbers are declining as well as is our membership within our denomination. And it scares them to death. The language of the millennials matters not to us. The causes of the millennials matters not to us. What matters to us is their lostness. Red, yellow, black, and white. What matters to us is the power of the gospel, of which we will not be ashamed of. And why would Paul have to make that comment? Because he knows how quickly we can become ashamed of it. Ashamed when we care more about what people think of us when we present the bad news of their sin and their future judgment against the wrath of God and then present for them the good news that they can know him and be forgiven of their sins. The shame of shutting up because we care more about what people think than what God thinks. Paul knew this would always be a temptation, a trap for the church to fall in. And if we love these millennials and we love black people and we love woke white people. And we love these other people that are just kind of, you know, left along the sidelines, the Latino and the Asians and all these other people. They matter too. Because they matter to Christ.